The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. I'm Anand Narasimhan. Are they actually protesting CAA and NRC? Or is CAA and NRC perhaps the tipping point? For all that happened within the first 6 months of Modi 2.0, that is, since May 2019, thereafter, one after the other, the resolutions passed in Parliament, the laws that were made, and of course the verdicts that came from the Supreme Court. Because time and again, voices from the opposition who have raised their pitch against the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 and the NRC and the NPR have come out and said that it all started from the abrogation of Article 370. They took away Teen Talaq. They brought in the Teen Talaq law. They brought in Article 370 abrogated. Jammu and Kashmir, the changes that have been made. The Ram Mandir verdict. All these aspects have been around in the ether. And somewhere it has now become a clash of ideologies. Right versus wrong. Left versus right. My way versus your way. For Modi against Modi. This is how it's been set. And the pawns in this big game are Muslims or the Muslim vote bank. When an Ashok Chauhan is caught on video saying, we entered into the Mahagathbandhan only after consulting Muslims. When a Manishankar Iyer goes to Kerala and says they'd abrogated 370 and all of that, we have to fight. If you don't speak up now, when will you? There seems to be an agenda. This is an allegation that has also been made by the BJP with the Rajya Sabha MP of the BJP, GVL Narasimha Rao, and also one of its key spokespersons coming out and saying that they are upset over the Ram Mandir verdict and that is why they are doing this. Others have come out and said you are upset over Kashmir and abrogation of Article 370 and that's why you are doing this. But the Union Home Minister Amit Shah very clear today in Lucknow saying protest as much as you want. You can shout and rave and rant as much as you want. But the larger number, those who gave our party the mandate and of course the bigger number in the country are with the policies brought in by the government from abrogation of Article 370 to the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 and of course going forward the process of the NPR and the NRC. Amit Shah also coming out and detailing the beneficiaries and asking some key members of the opposition why they mislead the people of this country, why certain segments of society whose politics the opposition in the past has played are ignored right now. All this while there are those citizens of the country who believe that in your democratic right to protest, you cannot take away my democratic right to roads, to safety, my right to earn a living. And that is why there is now pressure on those blocking roads, blocking segments, blocking areas to vacate the space because they have disrupted traffic and created trouble for denizens of the national capital over the last month and a half. Should they continue in this manner? Or is this nothing but setting or using people and sentiments and fear-mongering to take potshots, political potshots, and exact political capital. The CAA debate number one on the Right Stand tonight. Debate number two is yet again a clash of ideologies and also understanding. This entire law, Dravidian politics that came to the fore with E.V. Ramaswamy and this entire movement for the Dravidian movement, is actually a caste-based fight. And if you'd see, the opposition today is largely using caste sentiment, bashing upper caste, bashing OBCs, and trying to champion up and stitch up this minority grouping, wherein they are trying to bring in the Dalits along with the Muslims and of course the Christians, etc., and create a grouping. This is a political realignment which is being thought of. E.V. Ramaswamy was somebody who tried to bring together non-Brahmins, non-Kshatriyas of certain castes and tried to create this Dravidian movement, sans Christians. He was somebody who wanted to and outrightly called out idol worship. He was called a reformer, but there are many who are his critics. He's revered among the Dravidian groups as Periyar. But many question the place that has been accorded to him in the annals of history. Many question his thoughts, his acts, his deeds, why he did what he did. He personally had a problem with the upper caste because he believed when he joined the Congress, the upper caste treated him badly. This casteism or this Varnabhed is a root cause of a lot of politics over the last 7 decades in our country, ladies and gentlemen. But today, the question is, can we rise above it? Has Rajni erred or has he only stated a fact of what happened in 71 in that rally? He has quoted newspaper articles and he has said, in terms of facts, I have taken the right stand. But there are many who want Rajni to apologize. Perfect recipe for politics, isn't it? Perfect recipe for someone who wants to stir the pot as he throws in his hat. Rajni has just come off a mega roaring hit with the latest release, Darbar. Has he timed it to perfection? Why is it that some of the other mainstream parties, especially the DMK, although saying we don't take Rajni seriously, are steering clear of an open active debate on the Periyar issue? Where are other groups who are trying to move court in order to force an FIR and a complaint against Rajnikanth? But Rajnikanth stands his ground, saying, I have the facts with me. I have only quoted newspaper articles and the past. Not surprisingly, he's receiving support from the BJP, from the RSS. Ideologues such as S. Gurumurthy, who are also key advisors to Rajni, have come out and praised him. Dr. Subramanian Swamy, a critic of Rajnikanth, has come out and said this time he has taken the right stand. Is Rajni right or wrong? We'll debate that in debate number 2 tonight. Join us.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.